Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today we have a most amazing story, and it's connected again to the difficulties that many Jewish people are having in the country of Ukraine, which is under a vicious, terrible, cruel attack from Russia, which, by the way, the country of Russia is called Russia by divine providence, by Hashgacha Pratis. The word Russia, of course, in Hebrew means an evil person, and this country has had a very long history of being evil. There was a time, about 1992, or so, that the country became more kind, but the last several years, since it's been taken over by Putin, may his name be erased, or at least he should do tshuva, they have become a very, very evil country again. And therefore, we have to do whatever we can as Jews to save our Jewish brothers and sisters and to eliminate this evil force. So when it comes to saving our brothers and sisters who are in trouble, other Jewish people, so of course, we should daven for them, we should give tzedakah for them, we should learn Torah, having them in mind. We should do good deeds and so forth, kindness, having them in mind. And even be besimcha, not at their situation, but be besimcha because we know the Geula is coming soon, and that simcha should be a schus for them as well. But now, I would like to tell you an idea that I heard, that we, if we strengthen in a mitzvah in general, but especially the mitzvah of mezuzah, which mezuzah is all about Hashem protecting the Jewish people, then this will also help all Jewish people to be protected. So if you know anybody who needs a mezuzah or doesn't know about mezuzah, we should certainly reach out to them. And if we are not sure that our mezuzahs have been checked recently, then we should certainly do something about that, because protecting any Jew is helping to protect all Jews. But now comes the story. And the story also is very, very important in this situation that we are in today. Now, this story is actually a story inside of a story. It took place around the early 1950s, 1952, I believe. At that time, there was another very, very, very evil leader of Russia. His name was Joseph Stalin. May his name be erased. He was so cruel. Believe it or not, he actually killed 40 million people during his lifetime, or he had 40 million people killed. Many of them were Jews, not all of them, of course, but there were many Jews that he had killed and imprisoned and made to suffer and oppressed. He was a very, very, very evil person. And at the time of this story, in 1952, there was a Ferengen, there was a get-together, there was a gathering of Siddim and the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Menachem Mendel Schneerson, in 770 Eastern Parkway in Crown Heights, Shabbos, and many of the people that were there at that Ferengen had relatives in Russia. And what happened was something called the doctor's plot. There was a false accusation from Stalin that doctors, specifically Jewish doctors that he had tried to poison him. Now, of course, it was not true, but that's what he accused them of. Actually, I don't know if I should say, of course, it would have been a good idea. But in any case, he accused them of trying to poison him, and he said, therefore, he's going to make a huge pogrom, a huge, very evil action against Jewish people all over Russia, and that all the Jewish people in Russia should be killed. And he began actually to collect Jewish people together, that soldiers and policemen and so forth went out to collect Jewish people, put them in trucks, and began to ship them off, Rahman al-Islam, to places to be arrested, to be killed, and so forth. And this is what was going on, and people had heard about it. And here there were people sitting at this Ferengen whose relatives were in trouble in Russia. So the Rebbe begins the Ferengen, and at a certain point of the Ferengen, he tells a story. And the story is from one of the earlier Chabad Rebbeim. I'm not sure which one it was. Maybe the Rebbe Marash, I don't know. Maybe the fourth Chabad Rebbe. And in this story, the Rebbe had instructed that Hasidim should go to participate in a certain vote. Certain vote for some candidate. I'm not sure exactly what the situation was, but there was some candidate, and they were instructed to go and participate in this vote. So there was a certain Chasid. He said, okay, the Rebbe gives an instruction. Baruch Hashem, I have instructions from the Rebbe directly. And he put on his Shabbos clothing, he put on his gartel, and he went off to do the Rebbe's instruction, which in this case was to vote. Not sure if the Rebbe said who to vote for, what to vote for, but to participate in this vote. So this is a chassid that didn't have an experience voting, didn't know really how the whole thing worked. But as he came to the voting place, or maybe after he voted, there was a crowd of people, and they were shouting, hurrah, hurrah. And of course, what hurrah means is like hooray, like we would say it in English, hooray. There was apparently some candidate, and he perhaps had given a speech or had been introduced, and the whole crowd was yelling out, hurrah, hurrah. meaning hooray. Well, this chassid didn't really know the details of any of these things that were going on, but he figured, he heard the words hurrah, which he didn't know that that meant in English, as we would say it, hooray, 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 like yay for this person. He thought they were saying hurrah, meaning he is evil. He thought, okay, it must be that they're shouting against one of the candidates, hurrah, he is evil, hurrah, hurrah. So he joined in. I mean, that was part, he thought that was part of what he was supposed to do. So he said, hurrah, hurrah. Now, as the Rebbe was telling the story, Chassidim suddenly began to get the idea that the Rebbe wanted them also to shout, hurrah, he is evil, meaning Joseph Stalin. May his name be erased, that he was evil. And that's what the Rebbe wanted, that by telling the story, it was hinted to them that they should all start chanting, hurrah, that he, meaning Stalin, is evil, and that this would be helpful for the Yidden. And they began to chant, hurrah, hurrah, he is evil, he is evil, referring to Joseph Stalin, this terrible, terrible leader of Russia who was trying to kill all the Jews. Hurrah, hurrah, he's evil, evil. And they chanted, and they chanted, they chanted. And at a certain point, the Rebbe went on to other things, and that was that. After Shabbos, the news went out that Stalin had died. So to us, it's very clear that this event in which the Rebbe actually hinted to the Chassidim that they should chant out, hurrah, hurrah, he's evil, referring to Stalin, that it had an effect, and it actually caused, or helped to cause, that Stalin should die. Of course, it's always nice if somebody does tshuva, but if they're not going to do tshuva, then an evil person, like all the other evil people in history, need to die, so they should not be able to do more evil. And here also, of course, the best thing would be if this evil person, Putin, who has started all this trouble and caused the loss of thousands and thousands and thousands of lives, and he's even caused nuclear problems, and he's really holding everybody hostage with his threats, and many, many lives are lost, many Jewish lives are in danger, some Jewish lives have already been lost, Rahman al-Islam, and may we see also that he also should die if he doesn't do tshuva, and perhaps it would be helpful for us to also say, hurrah, he is evil, referring to Putin, his name be erased. Hurrah, he is evil, he's evil. And may our shouting of these words have the effect that he should die, or at least to do tshuva. Doing tshuva would be better, but if not, then he should die because he's causing the death of thousands and thousands of people. What's called in Torah a roideh, somebody who's chasing somebody and wants to kill them. And the halacha is that if we see them chasing someone to kill them, that we should try to kill them first. Hurrah, he is evil. May Hashem bring Mashiach immediately, redemption immediately. Only have good news, especially in the month of Adar, only Simchas. Thank you for joining the story of the day.